Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today we're going to be reading Psalm 43. We're going to be reading it from two versions, the New Revised Standard Version first, and then we're going to read from the Amplified Bible. This is a shorter psalm, only 5 verses long. So join with me as we read Psalm 43 together. Vindicate me, O God, and defend my cause against an ungodly people. From those who are deceitful and unjust, deliver me. For you are the God in whom I take refuge. Why have you cast me off? Why must I walk about mournfully because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and I will praise you with the harp, O God my God. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my help and my God. And now we read the same psalm again, but this time from the Amplified Bible. Judge and vindicate me, O God. Plead my case against an ungodly nation, or rescue me from the deceitful and unjust man. For you are the God of my strength, my stronghold in whom I take refuge. Why have you rejected me? Why do I go on mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out your light and your truth, let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling places. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy. With the lyre I will praise you, O God my God. Why are you in despair, O my soul? And why are you restless and disturbed within me? Hope in God and wait expectantly for him, for I shall again praise him, the help of my sad countenance and my God. So this is Psalm 43, and it very much seems to follow on from Psalm 42. It ends with that same phrase, why are you in despair, O my soul? Why are you restless and disturbed within me? Hope in God. The psalmist seems to be going through some persecution, some kind of oppression. They're walking about mournfully and feeling that the Lord hasn't been there, that the Lord hasn't saved them from what's happening. Sometimes when we're going through difficulties, this is how it feels. Lord, where are you in this? I want to see you so much, but it feels like I'm on my own. And it's okay to bring that feeling and that expression to the Lord. Now, it doesn't mean that he's genuinely not there, but that's certainly how we feel. And we should bring our whole soul before the Lord. The first verse said, vindicate me, or in the Amplified, it said, judge and vindicate me. Plead my case. We want the Lord to know our hearts in their fullness. And it's not like anything we tell God is going to be a surprise. If we're feeling abandoned, we can tell him that, and he already knows how we're feeling. But we don't stay in that place. You see, there's then a request. I feel abandoned, Lord. So send your light and your truth to lead me. Send your light and your truth to lead me. Well, these are two things that Jesus says he is. Jesus says he is the light of the world. Jesus says he is the way, the truth, and the life. And so we can trust and follow in God's light and truth. And we know that he will deliver us. And that there will come a time when we can go to the altar of God and give him praise. So, what do we do when we're in trouble? Let's learn from this psalmist. Let's bring it to the Lord. Let's encourage ourselves. Let's seek God's light and truth. Let's speak to our souls and encourage them to hope in God and wait for Him, because we shall again praise Him. The Lord is our help always. Thank you so much for listening to Daily Psalm Reading. God bless you and goodbye.